It's the 6th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Luton Park stabbing on Monday has led to an increased police presence. The knife assault, which took place in Bury Park, closed part of Dunstable Road for a short time around 2 p.m. Five police cars attended the scene. A man suffered severe wounds and was transported to a hospital. His injuries were not life-threatening. This was the second incident within a week. 3 days earlier, a masked gang of four stabbed another man repeatedly on Warwick Road East. That attack left the victim seriously harmed. The four suspects were described wearing dark-coloured tracksuits. Natalie Fletcher, the investigating inspector, stated that all inquiries were ongoing. A Just Giving campaign with a goal of raising £10,000 has been launched to support those affected by the Redwood Grove explosion in Bedford. The page was set up by Ben Sturge, a local philanthropist, Scott Hall Community Centre Manager Shirley Claxton, and Love in a Bag's Mel Stratton. The Bedford chapter of Headway, a charity that supports individuals with brain injury and stroke, will be partnering for the next year with the Harper Centre. The organisation won the most votes on the shopping centre's Facebook page. A donation point which accepts both cash and card payments has been installed in the Harper Centre's basement community area. Harper Centre Deputy Manager Ryan Harris stated that, "Headway has helped our community. Thank you to all those who donate." A yarn bomb consisting of 1,200 knitted and crafted flowers is seeking additional locations after decorating Bedford Embankment Bridge and the Bedford Hockey Club pitches. The display, made from artist donations, is provided by Transitions UK to raise awareness of young people's mental health issues. That's it from me today. However, I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.